This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Host Papa. Save 15% off hosting with code MMA Nuts.
Plush beds, get $50 off your cart over $750. Use code MMA050. Cheap Air, get $10 off any flight in the U.S. with code MMANUTS2016 at cheapair.com. VaporTechUSA.com, get 5% off with code MMANUTS5.
DefenseSoap.com, serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 290.
290.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, I'm going to show by my fans, for my fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on? What's happening?
Awkward silence.
Why?
I don't know. Because he always asks me and then I answer you. So I thought I'd do something different.
That's fine.
Have I thrown you off your game?
Such a seasoned professional, Ingo. You okay. Fucking threw me off my game.
Something is different about you. I don't know what.
What?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Could be wearing a blue shirt instead of a green or a black.
Maybe change your cologne, something.
Yeah.
If you have your smell-o-vision.
I didn't wash my ass today.
That could be part of it, yes.
Fish oil. Maybe I'm lactating.
You're lactating?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Sans beards?
Yeah.
You feel strange?
I feel streamlined.
Do you?
I have to run a 5K in a week. I'm trying to get streamlined. Yes. My daughter's going to beat me. And I'm going to try to stop it from happening by any means possible. I'm not going to Tanya Harding her.
Do you want me to fake an injury for you?
No.
Break one of your legs?
I'm going to fucking take out a lot of other competitors, but
okay,
maybe not.
That's good.
We'll see how it works.
See, that's the tough part about being a dad. You know, I think eventually they always challenge you, right? Some boy,
well,
girl, it doesn't
daughter,
matter.
So at least the challenge is only, it's like in a competition sport, not a physical like,
right.
Challenge you for the title kind of shit.
For the title. Like I was like gorillas
title,
or chimpanzees or something.
But she's already talking to shit. Like, you ain't going to beat me, old man.
Well, she's your byproduct.
Right.
So, of course.
Like, well, you've got good genetics, so you better be.
The mental
warfare.
Plus, you're
in track and fucking cross country. But I like to talk some shit, too.
I think Matt's, she's in his head.
No, I'm in her head.
She's got,
like, you're fucking going down.
She's got fucking Diaz syndrome
over
here.
You have no idea. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put down a performance of my life.
Oh, okay.
I don't even believe it when I say that.
What day of the week are you running this?
Saturday.
Oh, boy.
So before UFC 198 in the morning of that day.
That's next weekend?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, you might
fucking
might
going
be dead
down
on Sunday. There might not be a show Sunday. It might be Matt might be in a coma.
It's going down.
Medically induced.
I've had 2.5 weeks of solid run training. Okay. I'm not a big fan of running. The body does not like running. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's neither here nor there.
So, anyways, let's talk a little UFC fight night
or iTunes.
Oh, that's right. Hey, if you can spare a minute, go to iTunes. Search MMA Nuts if you don't already subscribe. You know, give us a rating, maybe a little feedback, write a comment, say hello. This helps us immensely in when our show releases and where it gets ranked and all that stuff. And, of course, we want to know what you guys think. So, you know, any one-star reviews, please don't vote.
Go fuck yourself. It's five stars.
Go fuck yourself. That's right. So please give us some votes and some likes on there.
We'll be very much appreciative.
Yes, thank you. Now we can talk about business.
Yeah, let's start with the main event. Fuck it.
All right.
We'll hit the other one.
Arlovski versus Overeem. What is your thoughts on this fight?
Well, Mr. Overeem.
Calling the mothership.
It always does. Every 10 minutes that computer likes to pop up. Mr. Overeem, and I forgot who sent me the comparison shots on Facebook of his body. Uberim to this current version.
Undereem.
Wow, it's such a difference. And even you said, what happened to his back?
It's gone.
It's just a slab of meat. There's no definition. And
he was huge. And I don't think he realized how big he was before.
I realized it. And, I mean, you could see it even in his face. He has no traps now.
Nope.
It's, you know, just from the physical standpoint, it hurts my feelings. But, you know, very crafty with the way he approaches fighting now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Arlovski fought a great fight. He came out early and blitzed him and looked like Overeem was covering up pretty much for the most part. And then Overeem lands that liver kick, and it seemed to change the complexion of the fight a little bit. Mm-hmm. Overeem got a nice trip takedown and landed a couple shots from, you know, inside Arlovski's guard. And then the second round, the fucking Ninja Reem comes out and does a goddamn karate kid on him and dislocates his toe in the process and then follows up with a left hook.
Yep.
And then Arlovski hits the ground, and then he's got the option. He's probably not with it at this point.
No.
But he's got the option. Do you stay there and face the Overeem, or do you turn to your side and cover up? And he chose to turn to his side and cover up. And
he did.
Took about 10 more shots. Ref comes in, waves it off, and, you know, it's impressive. You know, you look at all the fighters that are considered the Netherlands their home country. Mm-hmm. All seem to win on the main card.
Yeah.
And Overeem keeps the streak alive, Ingo. I said he was going to be damned if he would go 14-0 in the Netherlands in MMA, and he fucking did it.
He did. Man. Yeah, it was quite impressive. And speaking of physicality, I think Arlovski looked in the best shape I've seen him in a while, you know, physically.
Thick.
Yes. So
solid.
Height.
Maybe.
But there was a tweet or something sent out by Cerrone a couple days ago saying that they know in the camp who's going to win this fight. And I'm curious what he meant by that. Did he mean Overeem or did he mean
Arlovski? I think he meant Overeem, because I thought he was closer with Overeem than Arlovski, because Overeem's been on Cerrone's podcast.
Cerrone has a podcast?
Yeah, I forgot what the fuck they call it. But it's too crazy because they have too many people in the room. So you might have 10 people. And I saw... He said they're going to have a recent episode. He put a picture out, so it had BJ Penn sitting next to Diego Sanchez, and there were some other people. It was six people, plus Cerrone, I think, made seven. So you have too many people. You can't have that many.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, it doesn't surprise me with the way the guy podcast. Is his personality. You know, more is more, right?
Of course.
So, but yeah, I mean, dude, I don't know what to do with Reem because he's so up and down, I think, in my book. He shows, he doesn't show. He's aggressive, he's tactical, he's boring. I don't know what, and now he's shrinking. So, I mean, what are his chances of getting this belt? That's my question. I mean, does he have a chance?
I think so. I mean, that's going to be the next fight. I mean, he has to get the title shot. So, you have Verdum fighting Miocic next week.
Next week, yeah.
198. Mm-hmm. It's a tough fight for Miocic to fight Verdum in Brazil.
Yeah, it's kind of bullshit, really.
I mean,
whatever.
Fighting any Brazilian in Brazil, you're kind of fucked. So I don't like Miocic's chances.
No.
But, you know, you say, let's just prophesize and say Verdum wins that fight. Remember, they fought back in Strikeforce, right?
I did.
And
Verdum handled him in the stand-up. I thought Verdum was winning the boxing, man.
Yeah.
And then he started playing this weird come down in my guard bullshit, which I don't think he would do now.
So no, I think he wasn't. He was winning. He just wasn't confident enough in his stand-up at that time.
Yeah.
Oh man. So if that's the match, like, fuck.
What do you do? But I mean, does Reem seem like he's faster now that he's lost some weight? Because I thought they both looked really quick for big heavyweights, and it was weird to see that speed. You know, in the leg kicks, the knees, the punch movement. They looked pretty. You know. So.
Well, how often do you see a heavyweight throwing a fucking karate kid?
Never.
Ninja kick.
No.
And then handling the toe put in like a champ, where the doctor over is like, toe is fucked up. Can you take care of that? Doctor sets it. He looks down. He's like, nice.
Thank you.
And he walks off. Like, fuck yeah. I'm like, wow. That guy didn't even flinch to take that.
Yeah.
He's a champion.
Oh, big time. Yeah. So, I mean, the heavyweight division is kind of up in the air, you know. I feel like anything can happen in the next 6 months.
Sure.
Do you think the belt will stay where it is?
Never does. Not in heavyweight.
Okay.
Remember, it's two defenses is the max.
Yes.
And then you lose. So, you know, maybe Verdum defends against Miocic, and then statistically, he has to lose.
Uh-huh.
He has to lose. It's just the way it goes.
Very well. Do you want to talk about the co-main event?
Well, I was going to say, for Arlovski, that's two TKO losses in a row, Miocic, and now Overeem. I was thinking maybe a good matchup for him might be a Josh Barnett.
Did they scrap before?
No.
No, they didn't. Where has Josh Barnett been? Is he not fighting?
Parts unknown. I don't know, man.
I know he's got a lot of other things he does, and he's a pretty smart guy. So,
well, he would be another good competitor to do the Eddie Bravo Invitational.
Yes.
We're talking, you know, Frank Mir wanted to do that, mm-hmm. get Barnett in there, mm-hmm. and we have this huge open weight, whatever you want to call it. I'm in for some of that shit.
I like it.
Well, let's move wrong. Bigfoot versus Strove. What'd you think about the Bigfoot? How'd you like his new look?
I was going to say, the comment I have is his hair looked quite GQ, and he had the more hair everywhere. So he said he was producing testosterone.
Wasting it all on facial hair, yes. and head hair.
So, you know, good for him. He actually looks normal. I don't know why he ever shaved his head in the first place, because he looks like a normal person now, where before he had just with the whole weird big-ass
yeah.
head.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to say how he looks, how he doesn't look, because this fight ended so quickly, but I'd say Struve hit him with that right uppercut combo pretty quick, and it was over after that. I mean, there was not much.
Yeah, it was like a knee to the body that crumpled him,
yep.
and then
that's it. You know, is Struve back? Is Bigfoot out? I don't know, but he seems to certainly be getting KO'd, TKO'd a lot in the last couple years.
Let's see. Bigfoot has one win in his last seven fights, and out of the losses he's had, he's been KO'd 5 times
right.
in those.
It's about time.
To shut it down.
Yeah.
Retire.
Or I don't know if he has fights left on his contract. Maybe he goes to some organization that isn't so high caliber as far as the competition level.
Or the drug testing level. Let that man do
take
the
drugs.
Testosterone, right?
Let him do the drugs. Yeah.
That put too. Him in Bellator, right?
I was going to say Bellator. Yeah. You know, they have Mitrione over there. Those two never fought. That would be a good one. I'd like to see that.
It's like Smellator. I don't know. Something smells funny over there. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just saying, Ingo.
Ouch.
Well, Struve, so he was talking, he might want to go through some rematches of people that have beat him in the past.
Oh, yeah? Roy Nelson, maybe?
Well, Nelson's fighting, who is it? Black Beast, Derek Lewis.
Okay.
And I was going to say, how about a little Mark Hunt rematch?
Okay.
You know, with Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't
that
he
was
fuck his jaw?
Yes.
Like that.
That was that
big
picture
left
that we had. Yes, oh, that
like,
picture
oh,
of blood
man.
Flying.
You know, and if Struve is back to form, that might be a good matchup. You know, Hunt's coming off a win. Struve's coming off a win. Fuck it. He wants to do the rematch. And a lot of the heavyweights are all tied up when you go through the list. And I don't even think Struve was actually ranked. And I want to say Bigfoot Silva might have been ranked 12.
Okay.
So, you know, push him up to 12. Hunt's probably 7 or 8. No. It's just weird. We need some influx of fresh talent and young blood in the
yeah.
heavyweight division. We just don't quite
no.
have it right now.
No, we do not. You know, that division comes and goes in waves, it seems like, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to fill that out because the fighters, you know, that are that big and that athletic will do other sports instead. So,
yeah, and financially it makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
When we've talked about, you know, the minimum, just the minimum pay of all the other sports, pretty much $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in the UFC.
No.
The minimum pay, you're 10 and 10.
Yeah.
Like, so, do I want $500,000 or 10 and 10?
Well, yeah.
I want fucking $500,000 all day, all night. And the, you know, the drug testing, you know, I think that is
yep.
coming into play. And you can sponsors and like,
yeah.
your opportunities are so much greater as a larger man to not be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the guys that are popular or were popular still had regular jobs. I always think about Shane Carwin. Like,
right.
He had him on all those countdown shows. The dude's working an engineering job during the day as he's fighting for a UFC heavyweight title
right.
the next weekend. That is so crazy to me.
That's ridiculous.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Or, you know, who is it? Guy from Chicago. It was a heavyweight. Caprito.
Caprito. Oh. Mike
Russo.
The cop?
Police officer.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy is that? Like,
he's a cop full-time, and then it is crazy. It doesn't
and
even...
And didn't he go to Brazil to fight Verdum?
Yes.
How'd good, that work?
Good. Not well.
Don't go to Brazil
it
to fight Verdum.
It did not go well for him. I think there was... I think he got... Was it the knees? I think there was some knees involved there, and he got...
Oh, man.
TKO'd down there. But, yeah, that's a tough fight. Verdum is done. Oh, that's... Oh, I forgot about that one. Okay.
I remember that earlier. God damn, to go to Brazil to fight a Brazilian fighter, that's a hell of a time.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a time. But you're talking about Shane Carwin.
Yes.
What's he up to these
days? Oh, yeah. Good. Okay. Good.
Rock and roll.
Good segue, Matt. See, that's why you're a professional. Recently, he launched an athlete management agency. And this is basically based on, because he felt like a lot of athletes weren't represented properly based on his time in the sport. And it looks like he's trying to get some business going and help guys out and make a little money. Do it right, you know? I don't know. Wasn't there a show on HBO about this? Ballers?
Ballers? That show fucking sucks.
Yeah. I couldn't get through the whole first season. I mean, it was okay.
Are you going to continue watching it?
No.
Okay. We're out.
I'm done. So are you?
No, I'm done.
Okay. No. No, thanks.
So Shane Carwin, mm-hmm. management agency.
It doesn't say what it's called.
I forgot what it was. It was like EPO or something.
EPO?
Yeah. It's something along those lines.
Like South American
like
horse
PED.
Meat?
I don't know.
We feed you South American horse meat. So you're all set.
Oh, I just wonder, how is that going to work? Because is he going to manage fighters that are not in the UFC? Because it almost seems like if you're a UFC fighter, you don't really need a manager at this point. Because, well, I guess maybe you're going to negotiate a contract. But as far as outside sponsorships, how does that work these days?
Well, you know, we've been in and out of certain circles, and we won't mention any names because we've been requested not to put anyone on the spot. But off the record, we've been told things, and basically from multiple people who are either coaching, fighting, competing, training in the UFC space, have all said in one way or another that the contract situation is basically, this is the contract, fucking sign it or take a walk. So you don't need an agent, I don't think, because it's like,
well, there's no negotiation.
No,
and
this is it.
You can't get sponsors that are inside the octagon.
Yeah.
Unless you're number one or number two, I don't think you're going to get those extracurricular.
No. No.
Unless you're a Paige Van Zandt.
Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor needs an agent.
Well, I mean, like, you know, obviously him.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm talking, like, you have to have the looks. The Paige Van Zandt, or
yeah.
Who's the pretty boy that's the other lap dog.
I think there's too many. Which one? Are you?
The spiky hair.
Northcutt.
Yeah.
Sage Northcutt.
Sage Northcutt.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, super
pull that deep
and all
that. I haven't heard anything about him since his last.
He just had MRSA or something. He was in the hospital. MRSA. They're pumping him full of fucking
semen.
Semen. It might have been semen. Antibiotics. I was gonna go with antibiotics, okay. But
like Silicon Valley. You see last week's episode? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That style is what I'm thinking. The horse.
Yeah, that was awesome. Big horse cock fucking slammed
crazy.
Into another jizz.
They showed it too.
Out.
I'm like, is this
it was
legal?
Over and over.
Yes.
All right, good for you, horse. You go get some. You get some horse fucking snatch. Whatever. So. All good.
Yeah, you know.
Let's talk about Bellator. You were saying something about Humble Slice, Dada 5000. What was going on?
Oh, yeah. So apparently that fight they had has been ruled a no contest.
Oh, yeah. What was the... Because Kimbo tested positive for steroids. This was in Texas.
Yes.
What was his fine? What was his suspension?
$2,500 and I think a 3-month suspension.
See, this is...
Matt's happy.
Why
yes,
we should
thank
fight
you.
In Texas.
Absolutely.
I fully support the Texas Athletic Commission or whatever they're going by. I think we should fight all fights in Texas.
In Texas? Well, the other thing is Dada just came out yesterday, the day before, talking about how there's a big conspiracy, and he says his water was poisoned. And he thinks that everything was fine until he started drinking that water, and then everything went to hell, so he thinks he was literally poisoned. It has nothing to do with the fact he lost 40 pounds in like 3 or 4 days, and he had renal failure from basically dehydrating his body to the point of death, and then he starts drinking water. That wouldn't shock your system at all, you think? Maybe a little? But why is it that people who are starving or people who are so, they don't give them all this food. You have to slowly reintroduce. This guy's probably just pounding water. Oh, this water is poisoned. I mean, come on. They're poisoning him, really?
Yeah, but we've got, you know, a major MMA organization wants to protect their biggest draw. So that got just tested positive for steroids. So they can't protect them from steroids. They can at least put them in the right state that's not going to suspend them for long enough. But really, fuck you. I'm sorry.
I agree. Fuck that.
And
fuck
he should never fight again. I hope Bellator is smart enough to just say, you're not, you're no longer employed by us. That was just one of those total freak. That was beyond freak show. I didn't want to even see that fight. I would rather watch Ken Shamrock versus Hoist Gracie 4 than see this fucking Dada 5000 fight again. Ever.
I agree with you.
And if he dies twice, shouldn't an athletic commission just not license him ever?
I agree.
Like, dude, you died. Not once, but twice. Yes. You're no longer fighting.
I agree.
Someone needs to step in. Well, I will step in. Dada 5000, out.
You're out. Okay.
Kenny Powers in.
That's right.
He's got that new show. I forgot what it's called. Like Principles or something.
Is it on yet?
It's like Dueling. It's coming in July.
HBO?
Yes.
I'll watch that. I'll check it
out. Same character. He plays the same character.
I love it. Oh, doesn't matter. It's awesome.
Love it.
You were just talking about Ken Shamrock, actually.
Yes.
Isn't there some news regarding that?
Yeah. Ken Shamrock. There was this rumor floating around that Bass Rutten was going to come out of retirement to fight Ken Shamrock, which I would be in for. I'm not going to lie.
What is the motivation? That's what
because
I'm wondering.
Because Ken has beat him twice.
Oh, yeah.
I think all...
But come on, boss. He just had all that surgery.
Well, the problem is he just went in for his... I got to look it up. His fourth neck surgery.
Yeah, he's all messed
up. He is so fucked up. His body is so shot. You're going to remember... I think he would say when he used to hit the heavy bag that he wouldn't even wrap his hands.
Yeah.
And he'd just fucking go at it. And you got to... Take care of your body. I mean, look at Bass. He can I know his one arm, I think it's his right arm, is atrophied so bad that looks like a 7-year-old girl that's borderline anorexic.
Yeah.
And that hurts my feelings. I'm all about body perception. I like to think of my idols. I see him on the wall over
God-like.
There, like Bass Rutten. I want to see him. Like old school, the guy that wins and does the fucking jumping splits in each direction in the fucking ring, you know. So, rumor is it is not happening. So that one's wrong. But, and I always hold out for
Tim Sylvia, Andre Arlovsky.
He did when he did come back. I did get to watch that fight live. He was supposed to fight Chemo.
Okay.
And then Chemo tested positive for steroids before the fight. And then I think they had 2 or 3 days notice. And Ruben Villarreal had to step in on short notice. And fucking Bass is trying everything to knock this fucker out. And the guy's got just a cement head. He couldn't knock him out. And he's like, fuck it. Now I'm going to leg kick this son of a bitch.
Okay.
Whack. 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 And he fucking chopped him down and beat him via leg kick.
Nice.
And at least I got to see him. No, at some point, like, I didn't get to see any of his other fights live. But I watched that one live, and I enjoyed that. But yeah, that's one of those guys where, like, fuck, man, I wish he could have been a current fighter now.
Yeah.
Instead of like past the prime, he says he can't even fucking train right now because his body's so jacked up.
So why do it? There's no point. He's doing fine with his TV shows and all this stuff. So
yeah, TV show, movie,
his fucking
whatever.
T-shirts suck though. You know, that shirt you got me is bleeds all over. Every time I wash it, it changes colors. I don't know what the fuck they put in that thing. I love that shirt, but it turns different colors all the time. Probably, I don't know what the kind of tie-dye they use in that sucker, but T-shirts.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Those bitches. Made in China, Ingo.
Probably not even. It's probably some other. You know, I was reading something the other day that China's being replaced by some other place, like Mexico.
Great.
Mexico or India or something. As far as it's starting to, there's a slow migration towards some other third world country that has no labor, so
no labor laws. Just...
Yeah, I can grind that out.
Right.
Okay. So let's let me bring you a funny. Okay. So Steven Seagal recently, a couple days ago, on Reddit does a Ask Me Anything. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going fine for a short period of time. And then the fucking trolls come out, and here are some of the top questions that show a shocking lack of respect. Is it true that you got choked out by Gene LaBelle? Here's Joe Rogan telling the story. YouTube link. Next, Jean-Claude Van Damme has recently stated that he believes he would, and I quote, wreck you in a battle of martial arts. What is your response?
They should fight now.
How is this Ask Me Anything been for you? Do you feel in charge, Sensei Seagal? Any regrets about driving that fucking tank into a guy's house and killing his dog? Linked to NPR about when he was an Arizona sheriff arresting somebody for cockfighting. I don't know. And it goes on and on and on.
I forgot. He had that reality show. It was like Law Dog or whatever.
That's fucking, what that's from. Yeah. Fucking killed someone's dog driving a tank into their house or something crazy. Okay. So, and there's more. There's more like, is it, you know, just capping on him about all kinds of shit. But.
So did he just quit it then at some point?
No, he answered some of them. And then I'm going, I don't know. At some point he just stopped. So I'm wondering, he was supposedly in Thailand or something. Thailand, Tokyo, I don't know, something with a T that's in Asia. So that begs the question, is an Ask Me Anything a good idea always, or should you just, some people just never
depends
do
that? Depends who you are. You know? I mean, him, that's to be expected. But his handlers are probably like, this will be a good thing for you. I don't even know if that fucking guy is cutting movies anymore. I would imagine, yeah.
How can he? He's huge.
But... you know,
he fit
he's
on a movie
pushing 300 for sure.
He's way over that. Come on.
And the dying, like the black of his goatee is so dark. Like how much hair gel dye are you putting in that shit, man?
Well, you got to look at somebody like that. And if they're that out of shape, I mean, there's some shit going on underneath there. That's just out of pain.
And, get on some stuff, man.
Yeah, but I think he's just messed up probably emotionally, mentally.
But he taught Anderson Silva the front kick to the face.
Oh, maybe Overeem too. Making his rounds.
You guys are fucking Lyoto Machida, right?
Yes.
So what else? So Misha Tate was just on the Joe Rogan Experience today. A good 3-hour podcast, well worth listening to. Mm-hmm. And I will rescind all the shit that I've said about Misha Tate.
Really?
Oh, I thought she's semi-cunty and doesn't seem intelligent. She is super intelligent.
Really?
Yeah, I was so surprised at how smart she was and just her overall aura of, I think the big theme of the podcast is just how even keel she is.
Really? Okay, yeah. Wow. You know, I will listen to this, and I'm a Joe Rogan fan, but I feel like lately, the few podcasts I've listened to of his, he talks a lot more than I remember him talking about a lot of the same shit all the time.
Well, I think sometimes he just gets high, too high, and then reverts back to, I'm going to talk about a ketogenic diet.
Yes.
Fucking archery.
Hunting.
Or hunting.
Yes.
And yeah, so, I mean, he's been doing it for 6 years. So, yeah. I mean, how much content can you put out if you're doing 3 hours of podcast of,
how original can you be?
Exactly.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
You know, so
not that I'm knocking on him, but I feel like lately I've had to skip stuff, and I don't listen to him as much as I used to, but it seems like a repetitive, you know, dialogue from him at times. Mm-hmm. Maybe he does get too high. I don't watch it, so I don't know what the fuck he's doing. So maybe I listen to it usually. So
yeah.
Is he getting high all the time?
Some of them, okay, but nice. Yeah. This maybe one seemed more measured. And Misha was also telling a story. They got released about the Paige Van Zandt and Ronda Rousey, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Paige and Ronda, I think they were at some Reebok shoot, and Paige just wanted to get a picture with Ronda, and the Reebok people were telling her, no, you don't want to talk to Ronda, you don't want a picture with her, just stay away from her.
Really?
And I guess later on, Ronda came over to her and just read her the riot act, like, fuck you, you fair weather bitch, you congratulate Holly Holm when she beat me, and fuck you, you little 115 pounder, and blah blah blah.
Bitter much?
Huh?
I said, is she bitter much?
Psycho.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like if you're not on Team Ronda, go fuck yourself. So I guess Paige had relayed that story to Misha, and she was like, I know. I guess Paige was
crazy.
Glad that she saw that side of her, but.
Well, maybe then that's the thing, is Misha's actually a pretty cool chick, but
the
aura of that brings out the crazy in her. And you know how sometimes people have people that just kind of bring the worst out of them because they're just fucking crazy, right? So maybe that's the thing. The Misha I know is that version of the one that conflicts with Ronda all the time, and I'm like, that bitch is cunty. And really, that's not her. No. She's just kind of, because Ronda's so crazy, you know, it pulls it out.
No, Ronda's the psychopath, and I think Misha had a great point, was talking about Ronda Rousey and saying, man, if I had lost to Holly Holm like that, and that was my first loss, first thing I would want to do, like the next day I'd be calling up the UFC and saying, I want to fight somebody now. All right, I want to fight Holly. If I can't fight Holly, I want to fight somebody else. She said, I don't understand why Ronda just basically went into hiding. That's not a fighter. A fighter will want to get back in there as soon as possible. Like Holly Holm, she wanted to get back in there as soon as possible.
Yeah. So it sounds like Misha's emotionally strong. And Ronda is definitely
strong. Yes, you see that in her fights, right?
Yeah.
Where she should take a beating and she's not going to give up. Oh, I got my arm broke. So yeah. What?
But Ronda's, we know, isn't she's probably at the level of like a 6 or 7 year old emotionally, yeah. you know, so it's tough, you know, we know the history of her upbringing, so I get why maybe she is the way she is, but you would think at some point she grows. It may not be during her fighting career though. It may be after that happened, yeah. which we may already be in that era now.
And I don't even know, you know, if she's going to come back, right? Because then they say she just signed some kind of movie deal with some TV network or something.
I forgot what the details were. Deal. Yep. So.
And fuck, I don't know.
She's probably going to have Travis Brown's babies. Wasn't she on the Ellen show or something talking about that?
Yeah.
So.
Like, man. And then if we're talking about Ronda, let's talk about Chris Cyborg because, you know, Chris Cyborg is going to have her first fight here at UFC 198 against Leslie Smith. And I don't see that going well for Leslie at a catchweight of 140 in Brazil.
She's got some balls, though.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna fucking lie. Kudos to her for stepping up, but fuck me. Ronda, or Chris was saying, her quote, I see Ronda shadow boxing on the beach, and her shadow won.
Nice.
Cool, man.
Okay.
Burn!
Do you ever think we're gonna see the Chris Cyborg versus Ronda Rousey fight?
No. I would say definitely not. Unless Ronda comes back and starts beating everybody again. But I think right now in the women's division, there are too many mentally strong females.
Yeah.
And I think that's her big downfall. If she does not get her mind right somehow, I don't know how she does this. Maybe she needs to go to Jackson's, you know, something like this.
Well, the one we were, or at least I was thinking, was TriStar.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good too.
To talk to George St. Pierre because he... You know, when you think about a major loss and how to deal with it, like losing to Matt Serra
was big.
And then how do you come back from that? Like, I think he would be a great mentor and he's a good person that I think she could learn a shit ton from.
Absolutely.
When you think about a good role model for MMA.
GSP.
Like, he's so clean cut. He's too clean cut, right? And a guy who likes the Diaz brothers because they're so unique. Right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean... But in order for that to happen, she would have to be willing to accept that she's not as good as she thinks she is and has to grow as a person. I'm not seeing that process from what we've seen in the media and how she reacts to things. So I have a feeling that's not going to ever happen.
Well, I think that's part of her fucking Svengali coach, right? You're the best champ. Just keep doing more of the same. And, you know.
You're winning.
Like, what fight are you watching? You got to be honest with your fighter. You can't feed them bullshit.
And how's that guy earning money now? Because he doesn't really corner anyone else, right?
Travis Brown. And I think it's just, I don't know if Ellenberger's still there because it used to be Ellenberger, Brown, and Ronda. And, you know, who knows what's going on with him because there's all that bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I filed bankruptcy. I'm not bankrupt. I don't even know, but. So I think we're in agreement. I really don't think Cyborg and her are going to fight ever.
No.
And the question is really, too, does Ronda even come back? I mean, you see Misha Tate as a champion, and you know you've beat her twice, and that's probably the fight she wants to come back for. Mm-hmm. I think she comes back for at least one, right?
Ronda?
Yeah.
You would think at least one.
At least one fight. Just to see, where am I still at? Do I still got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still got
it. I'm thinking
it.
New York.
Yeah, that seems to make sense.
Is the trajectory here, which November. Is end of year, yeah. So, to be continued, I suppose. So recently, McGregor, Diaz, in the Twitter war, McGregor has a lot of things to say about how he's the greatest, right? Pay-per-view number one, pay-per-view guy, and on, talking about how he would beat Nate in the rematch, Diaz. #, white belt. That's all he replies with. But then there are rumors now of those two actually having a fight coming up at UFC 202. So how do you feel about that?
Well, there's those rumors, and there's this other shit floating around that he's supposed to be fighting Mayweather.
There's that too?
Which will not happen because he's under UFC contract, so I don't know why all that fucking shit is even being talked about. But the... I think he has to fight Nate Diaz at this point.
Yes.
Just period, because there's... I mean, I get it. He needs to prove it out, but... It's just fucked up. This whole situation is completely fucked up. Seems unavoidable, but it's... you go against the UFC, you're going to lose.
Yep.
And I think Tito Ortiz was giving him some advice, saying, don't be like me.
Yes.
Don't be like me. I tried this route. It doesn't work. You can't run into a brick wall and expect to go through it like the fucking Kool-Aid man.
Yes.
It's not going to work. So... yeah, I think you're going to see a Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor at UFC 202. I just think both sides need to come to an agreement with specific terms of what we're going to do to promote the fight.
I agree.
And that happens because the contract is too generalized in the UFC's favor of, I think it says, reasonable amount of press. What the fuck does that mean, right?
Whatever they want.
Right. So let's just say it's X amount of appearances, and here are the dates, and this is what we're going to agree to, and then
simple.
Both sides can be happy because this is, it's an exact amount.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what's expected of you. All right, moving right along. So the interesting stuff coming out of the NFL. The NFL PA sent a memo to players this week, warning them to be cautious about eating meat in Mexico and China because some of it is contaminated by clenbuterol. And clenbuterol is what USADA said that Frank Mir tested positive for when he was fighting in Australia. And Frank was wondering if it was some of the meat. He ate, what, kangaroo?
Yeah,
Something weird. That thought, and that was when Frank's body was in the worst shape we've ever seen, as far as him being a, you know, a heavyweight fighter.
Yep.
And the one NFL player, Dwayne Brown, that tested positive was able to avoid a 10-game suspension by proving the mediate was tainted with that clenbuterol. So, USADA, Frank Mir, free him.
Yes, free our Frank.
I'm just
free the Frank. Free...
Frank the he should just become Frank the Tank now. Sure. Frank the Tank.
Yes, I like it.
Let's go streaking through the quads. He's running naked. So I just hope USADA recognizes that meat can be tainted, supplements can be tainted. Call off your attack dogs, Nowitzki.
Never.
You don't need another Lance Armstrong. What else do you need to prove at this point?
They're just collecting money, though.
I know. Money and names.
Cash.
All right, so speaking of those assholes, let's do the USADA random drug testing watch. 357 athletes tested, 627 total tests, 5.06 tests per day. Not much has changed. Anderson Silva still in first place with 11 tests. Nate Diaz, Rafael Dos Anjos, Holly Holm, Misha Tate in second place with 6, and a gaggle of fighters are tied in third place with 5 random drug tests. John Jones is now one of those 5. He was barely registering, and I think Ronda Rousey is sitting at 2.
Did you just say gaggle on the show, Matt?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
A gaggle.
Just making sure.
It's like a lot.
But... I know what it is, but I was like, wow, that's a 10-cent word, sir.
Very it might nice. Even be a 25-cent
nice.
Word. I only pay 10. So.
Perfect. It's interesting. I mean, the testing is ramping up here. So, fucking hell. What are you going to do? That's what happens in these things.
When bodies start slapping.
Yes.
Doing a wild thing.
There you go.
That's right.
Last thing I got.
Go ahead.
Hodger Gracie recently becoming the heavyweight NFC champ. Beating Michael Pasternak via arm triangle. And I watched this and I do notice a difference in his stand-up. I thought he looked a little more comfortable, although it was not a leap in advancement, but it's more like a notch in improvement. Of course, on the ground, he is ridiculously dangerous. Once he got, it was like a fish out of water. Once it's crazy.
Gotcha. I'm just going to move you over a little bit. And
yeah.
I'm not even going to go belly down. I'm just going to fucking squeeze you.
Yes. But he looked huge. You think he's on some shit?
He's on some shit. Jesus Christ. Look at his body.
Are they testing over there?
I don't know what the testing standards are, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this, it's on YouTube. I think they leave that shit
out. His body is marked different.
Yes.
It's like a Gracie ream. I don't even know. He's fucking huge. Uber Gracie.
That's interesting. First, I believe he is the first Gracie to actually recently win a belt in something or something like this. There's some stat I read of something about something like this along those lines in the current era.
I will buy that for $1.
Great. Posting, what is that? Running Man?
What?
I'll buy that for $1.
I don't know.
I think that's from Running Man. Got anything else?
I like the Running Man. Was that Richard Parsons?
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That's right.
Who Jesse loves the you body and who do you love?
Yes,
that was right. That's a good movie.
So Phoenix Jones is scheduled to fight his brother or stepbrother in World Series of Fighting. Do you think brothers should be fighting each other? I know Ken and Frank Shamrock were always talking about fighting each other, but in general,
I have many problems with this. First of all, there was a movie made about this, which I thought was okay. Warrior. You mentioned this earlier.
Gloria,
Tom Hardy's in that
come
movie.
Come out and play, yeah.
I think this is wrong on so many levels that it just doesn't make any sense. This is fucking brothers. You might as well have a guy fighting his mom or something, you know?
On Mother's Day.
Yeah, on Mother's
Fuck
Day.
Fuck you,
or
bitch.
Moms fighting moms, you know? Stepmom versus real mom. throw it out.
And the winner gets to be my real mom.
That's a show, right? See, we've just created a new show. People would eat that up. Are you kidding me? Hey, the best part is these women cannot be in shape. They have to be out of shape. It's got to be like a fucking backyard brawl.
That's fine.
Hair pulling.
I'm good for that.
You know,
slapping.
Titty grabbing, like titty twisting, slapping.
And Reebok doing the uniform, so you're guaranteed a tit to pop out.
Absolutely.
Man.
I think it's so crazy, and I don't even know how a promoter can, in good conscience, actually put this fight on. I don't know.
I'm not a fan, and even let's go a little further. Do you think, you know, we just saw Andrei Arlovsky and Alistair Overeem, who were teammates at Greg Jackson, Mike Winklejohn's, you know, teammates fighting. Do you think teammates should fight around the topic?
It's a tough one. I believe that if that is the case, one or both have to move out. Isn't that kind of what happened maybe in the Overeem? Didn't Overeem go elsewhere for a while or no?
No, he stayed in camp, but they just trained at separate times.
Yeah, it is a catch-22 because in this sport, you know, unfortunately, it's a one-person sport, so you need people to train with who may also be in your division. Mm. How do you handle that? You can't always go train with people outside of your gym. It's tough. I mean, teammates, I'm okay with it because at the end of the day, they're prize fighters, and teammates, I think those guys are slightly weird. They look at it different, right? We look at it as two people beating the shit out of each other sometimes, and wow, that's terrible. But maybe they're just like, well, we're just going to work, you know? It's kind of just like friendly competition. Teammates, I think I'm okay with. Brothers, family members, I'm not okay with that. So
I say brothers, no. I say teammates, no. I say look at even AKA. So remember, Cormier used to be at heavyweight, right? Cain Velasquez at heavyweight. Cormier dropped to 205 so he wouldn't have to fight Velasquez. But I think, I just remember Dana White all the time saying, fuck you, if your teammates are fighting, I don't give a shit. But I say, no, if you're...
Yeah.
If it's one of your teammates, I would consider a teammate a brother, and I would just be like, you know what? I'm not going to fucking fight him. Right. And you can't force me to fight my brother. It ain't going to happen.
Right.
I think you gotta make a stand at some point. I mean, how weird is the, you know, Greg Jackson, Mike Winklejohn camp going to be now? I mean, you just had two of your fighters fight, and look at the last time that happened there. You had John Jones and Rashad Evans fight, and that fucking forced Rashad right out of the camp. And I don't know if that's going to force Arlovsky out. Like, does winner stay, loser leaves?
Maybe.
But I just think it causes too many weird feelings around.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, it'll never be the same. That camp will never be the same as far as those guys, and there's always going to be this weirdness between them now. So I'm not a fan of definitely brothers not fighting. Sisters, maybe.
What if they're scissoring, Matt? Then you're in. Scissor fighting.
Scissoring sisters, maybe, but.
It's a scissor fight.
I'm going to have to say no to all those.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Fair enough.
UFC 198 is going down this weekend.
Yes.
In Brazil. We're not going to cover it.
No.
I forgot it was happening until about 3 o'clock, and mm-hmm. I can give you a half-ass analysis, but let's just mention who's fighting. We got Fabricio Verderm, is going to try to do his hard smile.
That's awesome.
Versus Stipe Miocic. Jacare Souza versus Vitor Belfort.
Yes.
I know Damian Maia and Matt Brown are fighting. Chris Cyborg's making her debut. Anderson Silva versus Uriah Hall. I mean, this is a
Shogun,
Corey Anderson card.
I mean, if you look at the left-hand side, actually, the right. So if I told you 3 years ago, mm-hmm. we got Belfort, Jacare, Anderson Silva, Cyborg, Shogun, Verdum, Damian Maia, and Matt Brown all on the same card. Oh, and Nate Marquardt's on here, too. You'd go, fuck, I'm buying that, right? But now, I mean, really, the only one who's technically relevant at this point is perhaps Verdum. Out of those guys,
Souza, Maia, Cyborg.
I was gonna keep going, but
I thought you were stopping. No. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? You.
No, but Silva, no, Shogun hurts my feelings. When I watch him fight, I go,
yeah.
Oh my god, what happened to that guy?
How old is he now?
He's, I think he's only 33 or something, 34, and he looks
oh my
the guy.
God. Well, his, that's a pride 34, and
yeah,
I think. If whatever your age is and you've fought in Pride, you have to add another 10 years. It's like dog years.
Yeah.
You know, he's 34, yeah. but he's actually 44 yeah. dog years, you know.
And his body just keeps getting more pudgy and I don't know. We'll see. I hope he shows up. I'd love to see all the Brazilians just beat ass in this fight card, you know, just go to town and make it a Brazil card because that's usually what the Brazil cards are usually exciting. So, like Australia. Brazil, Australia, maybe the Netherlands,
Ireland, right?
Yeah. You know, these foreign cards where they love their fighters, maybe there's a good chance this will be
Rotterdam, right. The Netherlands.
That's the next place.
They're going fucking berserk.
Oh, hells yeah. So, not like Japan where they just fucking sit in silence.
It's a little nothing different happens. Over there.
What? Anyways. Yeah.
So, that's going on. We're giving no predictions this week. Maybe next week.
We'll predict.
We'll predict
what happened.
That we predict something.
Yes, perfect.
We're moving right
along. Astronauts.
My scroll is not scrolling. And go.
What do you have? Like
we're on lockdown, so I'm
alternative
gonna,
scrolls.
I'm gonna fucking edit it
can
in.
Can you use
later.
Your keyboard?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll just edit it out. We're professional. We just keep the show rolling. Doesn't matter. Astronauts. Gregory LaFountain. If Reebok offered to sponsor your show, would you accept? They would pay you more than they pay most of the fighters.
God damn, that's a tough question.
We've had these discussions.
I know we've discussed this, and we both agreed no, but
yeah,
how much more is more exactly?
Well,
let's
put
a dollar amount
has,
on that.
Right. I was thinking about dollar amounts today because it would have to be so significant to, and I would even wear a fight kit at the $1 million a year level. I'll okay. wear a fucking fight kit.
I'm in.
At $1 million.
$1 million a year? Sure. Done.
That's the level.
I will whore out. And so would you. So don't judge us.
Yeah. I know.
Please.
But anything less? Go fuck yourself. You're full of shit. I mean, we've had discussions with them about doing stuff, and it's just,
yeah.
That's just not worth it.
We've chosen not to do things on yeah. purpose, you know. But they also haven't thrown $1 million out there. So
right.
if that were the case.
Right. We'll put that on a table. We have a discussion. Yes.
We will talk.
I will take it up the ass for $1 million, for sure.
Wow.
Maybe even less.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there.
Hey.
I got a family to feed, all right?
some rich fans. You're going to get some rich fans.
I got a family to feed. I got to throw that in quotes.
Yes. Are you Latrell Sprewell?
I don't know. Why does he do that? Yeah,
The basketball player?
Yeah.
No, you see, he had a family to feed, too, but then he went broke.
Oh, shit.
Because he
but
spent
I'm not,
all his...
I'm a little bit smarter than the
average
athlete.
He was a basketball player. Yeah.
A little bit smarter.
Just a hair.
Yeah. Ben Lattice asks, who gets your next heavyweight title shot, considering division has been so thin of late, and now there's several contenders, Hunt, Overeem, Junior Dos Santos, a winner of Brown versus Velasquez, and the dreaded potential immediate rematch.
No, I like Overeem or Hunt. Those two choices. I like those two.
I'm with Overeem. Ryan Smith asks, you guys said last week UFC 200 won't do 1 million buys. Mm. What would it take for it to get over the 1 million buy mark? Is it as simple as marketing, or do they need to add someone else to the card?
Need to add. You either got to get back a GSP, you got to get a Conor McGregor, or you could get a Brock Lesnar. That would do it. Or I'm thinking who else. I mean, who else would do that at this point? The card looks fairly solid, but I don't think it's a million-plus card at this point.
I think it is now.
Is it?
I'm rescinding my 900,000. I'm going to go 1.2 million.
Okay.
The thing I didn't take into consideration was the number of the card, because if you look at UFC 100, people, I think going into that, I don't know if they thought it was a historic card at that point, but afterwards it became a historic card. So now you have 200, and I think the number alone gives you probably a couple hundred thousand sales. Plus, I'm looking at the ticket sales. Ticket sales are off the chart.
Really?
Like, okay. Off the chart. And I didn't realize that there was that much interest in it, and I don't know if that's because you put Jones versus Cormier 2 as the main event, or if it's still that UFC 200. Maybe that has an aura about it of, people want to be involved in something that they consider, this is a historic event, and I don't want to miss it, kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to go 1.2 million, and I don't think they need to do anything else, but it remains to be seen. Remains to be seen. Eighth Wall on Twitter asks, he says, Mother's Day question. Which fighter do you think weighed the most when they were born, and who was the smallest?
I think Overeem was the smallest.
I'm for sure. The biggest was Bigfoot Silva.
Yes. He came out
foot first.
Yeah.
Oof.
You know, our Mike, our neighbor, yeah, my neighbor, was telling me, I believe, that his daughter was born at 12 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Was that cesarean or straight through?
Oh, no. No cesarean.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That shit is wrecked.
His wife is a trooper. And his daughter's this tiny little thing. And I'm going, really? 12 pounds? Oh, yeah. Fuck. Are you kidding me, dude? 12 pounds or 11? I don't know. It was up there. Over 10. And I'm going, wow. Everything's still intact?
Get that sewing needle out.
What the fuck's going on there?
Stitching that shit. That's craziness.
Tough as shit.
As Rhonda commented about Connor's resistance to doing too much media, seems it was her downfall.
I don't recall she's commented.
No, I mean, but you think about media obligations. You know, I think Connor is definitely by far number one, and
yep,
Rhonda close second.
Yes,
I
sir.
Mean, as far as what she had to do,
agree.
But that was always my thought. Like, who's gonna break, right? They both broke.
Somebody did. Somebody did.
Connor is just on this weird path now. I don't know. I never advocate that someone should take control of your Twitter or Instagram account, but someone should take control of Connor's Twitter and Instagram account, because he's just fucking out of control right now.
I agree.
Think he's just digging this hole deeper and deeper that, I mean, he's still got enough power that he can come back from it, but you've got to be careful with your relationship with Zuffa / UFC, because you could ostracize yourself to the point, I don't know if they're going to cut him, but you may not fight for a while.
Yeah, good point.
You know, you saw anytime someone had a contract issue, how blackballed they got. You think of Randy Couture and him not wanting to sign over his likeness and all the issues back and forth. And I think Fitch had that same thing where they said, fuck you and fuck AKA. And there was a time where, like, we'll get rid of all the AKA fighters.
Yeah. You brought up Tito earlier, too.
Yeah.
Another guy. So,
you got to be, it's unfortunate, but you got to be a little cautious with how you're dealing with them.
I agree.
Ryan Smith, second question. Mary, fuck, kill. Paige VanZant, Rose Namajunas, Claudia de Gadelha.
Who's Claudia de Gadelha?
She's the one who's fighting Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Let me look that up.
So I'll go first. I'm killing Claudia. I'm going to fuck Rose. She seems like a wildcat. And I'm going to marry Paige VanZant because she's marketable as fuck. She's doing well on Dancing with the Stars, or so I hear.
You like the...
My mother-in-law keeps me informed every time I see her. That, you know, that boxer, Paige, she's doing very well. Like, oh, yeah, that UFC fighter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's still on the show, is she?
Yes, apparently.
Hmm.
Been doing pretty well. She's been the top. She's potential to win it all, Ingo.
Okay.
Potential to win it all.
All right. Well, I got to do marry, kill, fuck. All right. I would agree with your fuck statement. Rose sounds crazy. I will have to kill Paige, and I will marry Claudia.
Why are you killing Paige?
I don't
she
know.
She seems so nice.
Just because. I want to make something that was beautiful, ugly. Is that the Fight Club?
I don't know. I'm okay with that.
I want it. Yeah. Isn't that what he says?
Sure. Jeff Ellsbury asks, do you find it odd that Donald Cowboy Cerrone isn't on the UFC 200 card?
No. Maybe. No, not really.
No.
Was he on UFC 100? I don't
think so. No, not that I recall. Rodrigo Machado, it's time! Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train.
He's not going to let that go.
Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Thank you.
Remember, you must choose one.
The Rape Train. I love it. That's so
I'm
crazy.
Riding it so hard.
People are gonna Google your name and Rape Train's gonna come up.
Like, what does that even mean? I just think it means
a train comes by and they just rape everybody.
I'm raping the train. I am a train rapist.
Okay.
Trains do not get by; they get raped. Okay. Would you rather give up the computer or lose all your friends?
Oh, dude, give up the computer.
Yeah, it ain't worth it. You gotta have friends. Would you rather be disabled but smart or able and stupid? So you're like Stephen Hawking?
But that's an open-ended question because the disabled could mean you're missing a finger or something.
No, I mean like I'm going to disable you Stephen Hawking style.
Like
so you're just moving shit around with a fucking stick with your mouth.
Oh, would you rather?
I'd rather be able and stupid because you know what? I will be happy. I've seen
stupid people that are happy.
Yeah,
good point.
Seen a lot of. I've seen a retarded person catch a fucking ice cream sandwich with his face.
I was happy as shit.
A Blackhawks game. He's a fucking retarded guy calls up the ice cream sandwich. I'm like, oh no, this is not gonna end well for anybody. And the vendor fucking fires it at him full speed, and he's smiling, catches it right off the forehead. And he's still smiling. He was so happy.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it. All due respect, I like to be happy. He looked happy. He got his fucking sandwich. He was still happy. I want to be happy.
I agree.
So.
Yeah. Tough decision.
Able and stupid. Would you rather give your son money to support his drug habit and cost of living, or your son be homeless?
I'd rather he was homeless.
Homeless or a drug habit? Homeless, but you can always fix homeless.
Yeah, drug habit. That's tough. I mean, you can fix drug habit, but that's a different road. Yes. I think that's a hard road, you know?
Yep. Would you rather be paralyzed from the neck down for the next 5 years and then fully recover, or be in a coma for the next 5 years and then fully recover?
A coma.
You want to just check out?
Well, if I'm going to be fucked up, I might as well be completely checked out. Well, it's selfish.
You're
though.
Gonna
it's
miss a, 5 years of life.
It's a selfish thing because I get it. Because then the people who love you would be hurting. But if I was at least,
and they wouldn't, maybe they wouldn't know if you're gonna come back. You know, coma is. They might pull the plug on you after a day.
Oh,
dude. Oh, he's got no chance. No, we're saying he's got a 99% chance to come back. Oh, so you're saying there's no chance.
That's right.
Let's fucking that's pull the plug. I think it was at Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
When he's like, he's just sleeping. Yes, and she's like, let's pull the plug. Like, no, he's just taking a nap. He looks fucked up. He's never coming back. Let's take him out.
Yes. That'll probably happen with my insurance policy.
That's all good.
Fucking plug right out.
He's got $500,000. Shut it down.
Oh, man.
All right. Would you rather sleep with Holly Holm or Valentina Shevchenko? That's the number 9 rated fighter
the Russian?
That she's about to fight.
I'll take the Russian. Thank you.
I don't think I agree. She's like doing kettlebells.
Might shank your ass though.
Sucking dick. Isn't she the one? I think she's got the pistol tattoo.
Yes.
I think her collar a pistol. Uh-huh. Probably a reason for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say why.
Got big clitoris.
What?
I didn't say.
Like Holly does. Remember all those scantily laced MMA websites that are trying to say she was on the juice? Like, look at her engorged clitoris.
Ah.
That's blasphemy. Mm-hmm. So, moving right along to knowledge. Slide just changed. Like magic over here. So, there's this Muay Thai monkey fight that I want to show you that apparently there's this monkey on this motorcycle.
I'm watching.
And I believe it's in Thailand. And the owners are none too happy at some point. I should probably fast forward. It's a total of 1 minute. So, we're going to kind of write out. So, I don't know if this monkey is fucking the gas tank. But he sure doesn't look. The owners are going berserk here.
What the fuck?
And then I guess he wants to get his motorcycle back, so we're skewing. We should probably put some fucking volume on.
Just a little. Who's this guy? Is he speaking English?
Oh, he just threw something at the monkey.
Oh, what the
monkey's
fuck?
Attacking. Oh, it's on, motherfucker.
Takedown.
He's swinging. He's swinging. Right.
What the fuck?
Right hook. Oh, we just fucking punked the monkey. Punked the monkey.
Right to the head. It seems like they've done
it. Oh, sand in the eyes. You dirty. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That monkey's still going
on. What the fuck is going on?
Relentless, dude. I feel like they've done this before. They seem like they're laughing.
Maybe that's their move. They just fight monkeys. I'm just thinking rabies. Are you sure that's a safe move? HIV positive it is.
Monkeys are insane. Another definition of spanking a monkey.
Seriously.
Literally.
They don't fuck around. I wanted to post that on our Facebook, but I was thinking, that might be considered animal cruelty.
We don't need those people after us. What are they called?
PETA?
PETA.
Papa pick peppers, but rap rhyme. Hope the dubs fell down. It's his hot time. Jack be nimble, but he was quick. But somebody sucks on somebody else's dick.
Yes.
No DM. I don't get all
of this. I never knew the lyrics to these songs.
It's like in the 80s. This is 2016, for fuck's sake. Mm-hmm. First album I ever owned. Run DMC. It was like Raising Hell.
Nice.
And then followed up by the Beastie Boys. License to Ill.
Nice.
Shout out to Adam Yaut. He just passed away today. 47.
Rest his soul in peace.
Beastie Boy.
You said cancer, right?
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Way to bring the show down.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
Yeah. Right when we lay down some more sponsors.
Yes. Yes. So, am I supposed to say my thing?
No. Let's just shut down. All Let's right. get out.
That's been this week's edition of Every Nuts. Watch Game of Thrones.
And Silicon Valley. Yes. And Veep if you want to get crazy. Okay. That's it.
Ingo Weigold.
Agra. Thanks for playing.